Would you say this morning, say amen. John 6, we ought to be so thankful of how good God has been to us. John 6, verse number 33. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am. Not I was, not I'm gonna be, but I am the bread of life. I'm glad He's the bread giver today. He that cometh to Me shall never hunger. He that believeth on Me shall never thirst. Verse 48, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they're dead. And this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is My flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For My flesh is meat indeed, and My blood is drink indeed. He that eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood dwelleth in Me, and I in him. I'm glad I'm in Christ, and I'm glad He's in me. I'm glad by the grace of God that I have believed and eaten His flesh and has drank His blood, and now I have spiritual life, a life that is everlasting. As the living Father has sent Me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth Me, even he shall live by Me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things He said in the synagogue as He taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of His disciples, when they had heard this is what they said. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And Jesus knew in Himself that His disciples. That word disciples means learners. Murmured at it. And He said unto them, Doeth this offend you? I've noticed when I'm offended, you may be seated, it's simply because I think too much of myself. When you and I are offended, it's not because of Christ. It's not because of the one that is bringing offense. But it's account that you and I think too much of ourselves because we find ourselves offended. Jesus said, does this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, or that makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they're Spirit and they're life. There are some of you that believe not. Isn't that something? Some of the so-called disciples, some of those that had learned great principles and truths of Him, He said, you've never believed. You find yourself offended at My doctrine of My flesh and My blood. And He said, there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto Me except it were given to him of My Father. From that time, many of His disciples or learners went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to preach this morning on this simple subject. I've gone too far to turn back now. I've gone too far to turn back now. I've walked with folks that said they believed, but they no longer walk with Him. I've walked with folks that behaved, but they no longer are walking with Him. But this morning, as He asked His chosen few, will you go away also? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For Thou hast the words of eternal life. I want to preach this morning on a few reasons of why I've gone too far to turn back now. I want to say, first of all, because the Word that has enlightened me. The Bible said in verse number 68 of our text, Simon Peter answered, said to him, Lord, whom shall we go? Here's the thought, for Thou hast the words of eternal life. I'm glad His Word has enlightened me. There's nobody's voice like the Lord's voice. I remember Mary and Martha had a brother that got sick. Lazarus died. Jesus walked up to the grave, and I want to say, His Word is awakening. He cried and said, Lazarus, come forth. I like what the old preacher said. If he had not called Lazarus' name, everybody in the graveyard would have come forth. But, honey, let me tell you, there's coming a day that the Lord will call our names and we'll get up out of the graveyard by the good grace of God. I want to say His Word is awakening. Lazarus, come forth. I sure am glad He spoke to me. Ken, come forth. I'm glad there was a day that the Spirit of God The Bible said that the Spirit quickeneth, the Spirit brings life. Anabaptists bring death. Religion brings death. But the Spirit of God will bring you life. Life eternal. I'm glad His Word is awakening this morning. His Word is altering. There were some disciples was fishing one night. Peter went out on a little expedition and he said, I go a-fishing. See, the problem is, it's not that just Peter would go a-fishing, but it's those that he would take out after him. They said, we go with thee. You better be careful. Just cause somebody gets crazy that you don't follow them, you be crazy too. Peter said, I go fishing. He soon found out what he could do. For they'd been fishing all night. And Jesus said, hey, children, what you got? And it didn't take them long to find out. Nothing from nothing is nothing. They said nothing. He said, cast the net on the right side and you shall find. I want to say not only is His Word awakening, but His Word is altering. The Bible said they could not now draw it for the multitude of fishes. Do you need a Word this morning? I'm glad He has a Word that is awakening. Lazarus, come forth. He has a Word that is altering. Cast on the right side and you shall find. See, He didn't change where they was fishing. He just changed how they were fishing. Some of you this morning, you find your life so busy and you keep coming up empty. Try it the right way. Try it God's way and He'll fill your net full this morning. Peter said, I'd go fishing. You know what I found out about the Lord? He'll let you go. He'll let you do all you want to do. Till you find out what you got ain't nothing. And He said, cast. Boy, how much better off would they have been when Peter went crazy and they said, we ain't going. I ain't following, stupid. You know, Baptists are so gullible. I believe if they kicked the ball off in hell, Baptists had run in there after it. Watch where you're going. His Word that is enlightening. His Word is awakening. His Word is altering. Cast on the right side and you shall find. So many times I thought, boy, I was doing it. Because I was doing it my way. And I tell you, it wasn't because I didn't have strength in what I was doing. It just wasn't being too productive. He'll let you get tired. They told all the night, Lord, don't matter if you go out and stress yourself. He'll let you go right and do it. I guarantee when they got done with that fishing expedition, there's some of them sitting around saying, now, Lord, what we do next? What we do next? I've gone too far to turn back now. Why? Because the Word that's enlightened me. He said, Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. His Word is awakening. I sure am glad He called me one day. His Word is altering. And let me tell you something. None of us have arrived. I wish I pastored a perfect church. I wish I lived in a perfect family. You know something? I don't know why some of you are so fed up with ministry and people. They're just like you. We need the Savior. We need each other. And we must realize that His Word is awakening. God calls the sinner out of his sleep and brings him to life. And we need the call of God by the gospel to go out. You notice the Bible said, no man comes to me except the Father gives it to me. I want to bring balance to that verse this morning. He said He's not willing that any perish, but that all would come to repentance. Jesus died for everybody. And when God knocks on your heart, when God puts a word in you, you better respond. There's a lot of people wish that God would deal with them again. And so this morning, I can't go back because the word that enlightens me. It is an awakening word. It's an altering word. I want to say it is an authoritative word. I want to give you a little nugget this morning in the Word of God found over in the book of Psalms, chapter number 119. I wish you'd underline this. And you wonder a lot of times why the devil wants to get the Bible out of your hand. You wonder why that the devil has got the Bible out of our schools. You wonder why that the Bible's no longer the rule of our society. And people now spend so many hours on their remote control and their iPhones, but very little time in their Bible. You know why? Look at the book of Psalms, chapter number 119, verse number 89. First of all, His Word is forever settled. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. It's no use in you disputing what God said. It's settled. It's no use in me arguing with God about what He said in that Bible itself. And I don't know why some of you get mad at your preacher. I didn't write the Bible. I just read out of the right kind of Bible. I don't know why anybody ever get upset with their preacher. Psalmist David said, Lord, none of Thy law offends me. And I don't even preach the law. I preach grace. And some of you get offended at grace. But I found out most people get offended. It wouldn't matter what you done. And so I'm just going to keep on looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. And I'm going to preach heaven sweet and hell hot till the Lord comes after me. And I done found out them that's going to love me, they're going to love me. And them that don't like me, they won't never like me. And you know something? That chew goes on you this morning. Those that love you, they'll love you. And them that don't love you, it ain't nothing you can ever do. They're not going to love you. So just fall in love with Jesus and be good to everybody and stand on the Word of God. Because it's authoritative. It's forever settled. Now watch this. It raises a notch. You ever notice this? Psalms 138, verse number 2. Psalms 138, verse number 2. Psalms 138, verse number 2. Let's look what he says in verse 1. I will pray. I won't give you time. I want you to underline this. I want you to realize this before I'm done preaching this morning. I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast, here it is, magnified Thy Word above all Thy name. God has magnified this Word above everything. Did you know that everything we have rises or falls on this Word? This Word is forever settled. Will you go away also? Because a little preaching offends you. Why wouldn't you want a preacher that offends you? Why wouldn't you want a preacher that challenges you? Some of you want a little Joel Osteen, little curly-haired looking Saul Briar-eating smile looking something. Some of you need preaching. You say, why you call him out? Because the Bible said, rebuke before all that others may fear. He's a hireling. And I make no apologies for it. And don't see me in the parking lot. You done heard what I got to say about him. End of the story. He's a hireling. Any man that'll not say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, I don't care how big his assembly gets, he don't know God. I don't care how many people's flocking to it. This Word is settled. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. End of story. I've gone too far to turn back now. Why, preacher? Because the Word that's enlightened me, I've saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. Oh, blessed day that I saw the light. The Word that enlightens me. Number two, I'll tell you why I ain't a going back. Not cause that the Word that enlightens me, cause the world that will entrap me. I'm no match for this world, and you ain't either. And he said, now let me get this right. Y'all going to leave too? Where are you going? It ain't but one place to go when you leave the Lord, and that's straight to the world. I want to say something about the world this morning. There's the pull of the world. Pull of the world. It pulls at my house. It pulls at my life. There's nothing wrong with having goals and being successful. But you better watch the pull of this world. Jesus said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Pull of the world. The pollution of the world. This world's crazy. And it's sin sick. I noticed in California, the most liberal state in the country, is promoting now to teach children about same-sex partners being raised in a family, that it'd be okay. I want to say the Bible condemns it. Putting that garbage in their head about you choose your gender. Are you crazy? A boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. And a hog is a hog and a dog is a dog. The pollution of the world. But don't you upset nobody now. You can be a good little pastor, good little preacher. You wait on us. You be our little hireling. But don't you preach nothing and offend us. The door ain't locked. Go on down there to Old Stain. He'll take you. He won't say nothing to offend you or your family while you're living like the devil. Pollution of this world. Wickedness. High place. You know something? I want to say something about our president. I've been quiet about it, but I want to say my piece this morning because I'm just going to go home and eat me a big country dinner. A lot of you don't like President Trump. But I thank God that he intervened with that man. I don't know if he's saved or not, but I know God's intervened. Because I know where we was headed if shit had got in. And I want to say one thing. He does got guts, and I like his guts. And I like folks that stand for our flag. And I like folks that stand for our Bible. And I like folks that stand for the home. And what we need is some preachers to get some guts back. Grab back and say, Holy Ghost, change our community. Bunch of little pansy liberal looking somethings. My God in heaven, if we've ever needed the Lord, we need the Lord. And the devil will get you so messed up, make you think your preacher's your enemy. The greatest day in your life when God run a Holy Ghost man in your life. The greatest day in your life from when you got saved. He sent me a picture of my old preacher last night. 77 years old. How my heart magnified the Lord that He thought enough of me that He had introduced me to a man called Levon Boker that preached this thing right and loved sinners and exalted the Savior and cared enough about me that He'd call and say, keep preaching! Thank God for what we've got. I thank God for Brother Mike. God's opened doors around this country for me. I like what one of the men told me. Brother Ken, the reason God gave you Brother Mike, because He knew that He'd be opening doors for it. Thank God we've got godly men that can help us along in this ministry. I found out that we're only going to be as successful as those that we develop around us. So many churches. Let me ask you something. The last 8 years that God's opened these doors for me preaching, it's been a big change in this ministry. I want God to just clean the mop out while I'm mopping this morning. I want to say something. I give up a lot to do what I'm doing. But I've got more than I've ever had. And it ain't because somebody's being spirited and cross-eyed and tried to tell me to quit preaching. Honey, let me tell you something this morning. God is faithful and God has been good to us. 8 years ago, if I'd have been called out in a car wreck, y'all wouldn't even know what to do. Now if God calls me out, you got somebody to just keep a leading right on. I found out in that company I was running, that company wasn't successful because of me. It was successful because of the people that I was building around me. It ain't a one-man show. We need you and we need everybody. But most of all, we need the Spirit of God. I hope that the Holy Ghost will let me stay here 25 more years. I hope they roll a coffin down here and say He did all He could do. He preached the gospel and He was a man filled with the Spirit of God. And you're crying because God's opened doors for me to preach. You don't need to go get you a towel and blow your nose. This Bible says do the work of an evangelist. I'm here on Sunday. Get over it. You ought to thank God you got a preacher somebody else wants to hear preach. My God, I'm going to take a lap in the foyer. I ain't even got my neck brace on, but I'm going to take a lap through the foyer and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. How good you've been to me. Started out in the storefront building, a little air conditioner, couldn't even keep up with the heat. You blessed us with a facility. You blessed us with a ministry. You blessed us with power. You blessed us with people. And I say, hallelujah, I ain't got no apologies for being a preacher. God ain't never put a group of men over the preacher. I got a preacher boy right now fighting about 6 deacons. Let me tell you, God ain't never put deacons in the church to run the man of God. He ain't never put a committee in to put braces on the pastor. Right here's a man sitting with a brother that's a preacher. A lot of you know what it is to be a preacher. They in your family. You ought to be praying for your preacher. Standing in the gap for your preacher and thanking God that you got a preacher. Some of you think I just go on vacation about 40 weeks. You ought to put your stuff in a trunk, leave Monday, come back Friday. See if you get tired. Your old grandbabies call and say, Papa, you coming to the game and you 400 miles. And you're not down there on vacation. You're trying to get somebody closer to God and help these churches that are about to close. I appreciate those that realize I'm a missionary out of this church. Every man's got to work within his calling. God's called me to pastor and to preach meetings. I know that's my call. I know it's my call. And some of you trying to buck it and stay against it and pooching your lips out about it. But I tell you, you ought to thank God that He thinks enough of Liberty Baptist Church of what He's done here. What else can I think of to preach on this morning? What else can I think of? I think I'm just going to cover that while I'm there. Some of you trying to get in a perfect church. It ain't no perfect church. Most churches want to knuckle a pastor down. You satisfy this little clique and you satisfy that clique, they're going to run you off. Honey, let me tell you right now, I got enough women here can whoop you. Much less these rednecks that get out of a jacked up four-wheel drive truck. And some of you need to get your hind end in church.
My preacher's gone. You got preacher religion? I didn't save you. Are you crazy? Oh, Brother Ken's gone. I know the sheep needs a pastor. I know that. I've got one myself. Every preacher needs a preacher. But I done found out something about pastoring. I'm not going to be in your drama. I don't want to hear about your drama. I'm not your referee. I'm not your coach. And I ain't your buddy. I'm your preacher. I don't call me your drama. I got enough in my house. Straighten out your own stuff. This Bible says, keep your own selves in the love of God. If you read your Bible and get off of YouTube, get out of your iPhones and steal away and pray and ask God to help you, you'd get fire back in your life. Holy Ghost woke me up at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. I couldn't go to sleep. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I know when the Holy Ghost is dealing with my soul. I went in my altar and I began to pray for this church and pray for you. I said, dear God, I need something to preach Sunday. And guess what? He's loaded my wagon. Glory to God. I may have all kind of pins in my neck. I may have glue in my head. But honey, I ain't feeling nothing right now. I say glory to the Lamb of God. I'm glad He's good. I'm glad some of you are embarrassed. I'm glad that you're out of the comfort zone this morning. We better get back to old-timey serving God, loving each other, praying for our grandbabies. I done gone too far to turn back now. Bless the Lord, let's just knock the slop bucket over. Let's slang snot a while. Some of you said the church ain't what it used to be. You know why? Because you got so sorry. You won't pray. You won't study. You quit your tithing. And you're going and giving. Quit blaming it on your preacher. My God, somebody bring me 2 neck braces. I done had me a belly full. You hear me this morning? I ain't a carding down. I ain't your pet dog. I ain't your water boy. I'll fall at your shoes and I'll wipe your feet because I love you. But you'll not run me. You'll not set my calendar. And you'll not run my home. I may be getting some age on me. But I ain't done yet. Some of the greatest men God's ever saved. David Shacks, you've been one of the biggest blessings in my life. Brother Mike, Brother Tim, Brother Adam, these young boys. Watch this little boy right here grow up. Nothing. Serving God. Seeing God save old Felton. Seeing Him save old Troy. As far out there in the world as a man could get, God drawed them and saved them. Sometimes a preacher just needs to know that the church is with him. You go home and listen to the devils I've heard for 22 years. You may not think it's strange that I clean a spot out and throw a fit neither. But I tell you one thing, and I'm about done with this sermon. Sister, I want you to come play this piano this morning. I want you to come. And I want to say this to our church today. We'll say it to you. You may find a better preacher. You may find a preacher that stays at home more. But you'll never find a preacher that loves you and your children more than anybody that's in this orange tie this morning. Because I love you. And God has blessed me. And I want to see the Holy Ghost move on your family. And do something in your life that you've got a choice you can go back to. Oh my God. By the grace of God, I ain't going. ain't going. Because the Word, that's enlightened me. Because the world that will entrap me, I am no match for the devil. I could leave out of this place. You preachers, let me ask you this. We've got two here. It's pastor and they're not preaching this morning, waiting on the Lord. But I want to challenge just you two men with this morning. You see how much easier it is to serve God when you're studying to feed and preach to people? What about these people never even get in their Bible? You that teach Sunday school class, you get in your Bible and so it brings you closer to the Lord. But what about the people that never even study? And that's where I've got to be so careful not to pass an opinion. My heart bleeds for you that you don't have power and strength to help you in your life. I'm not throwing rocks at nobody this morning. I'm just saying you're looking at a man that's so human. But God has so blessed me, it's unbelievable. There's people here that God has done amazing things for. And no doubt you've probably thought about going back. Well, let me tell you, there's nothing to go back to. There's chaos out there. I know it paints a pretty picture. Oh, devil, throwed all them jobs up in front of me this week. Oh, brother Lee on TV showed all these jobs open in Georgia. You know what he said? Go on, you can get you one of them nice jobs. You're just 57. That'll take you another 10 years, what you know. Let me tell you something. I could take the seat of the president this morning. I wouldn't want that. But it'd be a demotion if I stepped down from being pastor at Liberty Baptist Church. You see, I can't go back now because the Word that's enlightened me. I can't go back because the world that will entrap me. But I can't go back now because of the work that has enlisted me. God's calling, and I want to show you. Can I show you this? But we ain't got church tonight. Just hang on with me. I'm going to give an invitation. Somebody will have to call Metro to get me out of here in a minute anyway. Just give me a minute. I want to show you this nugget I dug out this morning. Brother Jamie, Brother Tim, you've heard about they got good work going on over there. That man has left the work, or that man has the work. You know why they refer to that terminology? I want to show you every Christian here this morning has a work. And it's in this text where I read from. And I want you to look at it. Look in John 6 and 28. John 6 and 28. I want you to look here just a minute. I'm not going back because the Word that enlightens me, the world that will entrap me, but the work that's entrusted to me. John 6 and 28, look here. This is where they bring the terminology from. John 6, 28. He said, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him who He hath sent." We're all doing the work of God. I know there's not many getting saved, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know many places where there's many getting saved. I travel this country. I may see 10 saved a year. We've had some of the greatest preachers in America through this pulpit preach. That's God's business. But I want to say we've all been entrusted with a work to keep the doors open and the fires burning. We've all been entrusted with a work individually, with what God has given us to do. Will you go also? I want to say there's a work for our little ones. One of the highlights of my week is when your children and grandchildren come to this little bucket. I wish I could just grab them all up sometime. I want to say there's a work for the little ones. They've got to have a place to go to church. Do you hear me this morning? And some of you are going to leave here shaking your head, but I want to say this because I've got data to back it up. I used to work for a man and say, "Listen, show me the data." Here's the data. Every church is one preacher from going liberal.
You better remember that. But there's a work for your little ones. Some of you, it's time that your children and grandchildren be saved. I've prayed for them this week. Have you? Have you? There's a work for the little ones. There's a work for the loved ones. Don't let the devil get you crossed up with folks beside you on your pew. Ain't nobody perfect. Me included. I'll be the first to say, Lord, help me, Jesus. I'll be the first. And I'll be the first to get down and shine your shoes if that's what needs to be done around. I got no issues with that. That plant, there was a man come in with a mop bucket one day. I said, give me that. And a suit and tie, I cleaned the commodes out. He said, why are you doing that? I said, because I ain't forgot where I come from. I've not forgot where I've come from. I can be lowly or I can be one of the hardest individuals you've ever met. The work that has entrusted us. The work for your little ones. The work for the loved ones. But lastly, the work for the left ones. This clock don't stop for nobody. We're all going to meet God. And we better know His Son if we go into heaven. And this morning you can know God. But you must believe in His Son. And I wonder this morning, would you come by faith and accept Christ to be